Massachusetts voters are evenly split over a ballot question about nurse-to-patient ratios. That, according to a new WBUR poll and the Massing Polling Group out this morning. The poll shows big leads for the yes campaigns on the other two ballot questions, one on the state law protecting the rights of transgender people in public accommodations, the other trying to reverse a U.S. Supreme Court decision on political donations. More now from WBUR's Callum Borchers.
Voters who want to know what nurses think about mandatory staffing levels are having a hard time finding answers. The state's largest nursing union says in a TV ad that nurses favor limits on their numbers of assigned patients.
Nurses are voting yes on question one.
But an opposing ad funded by hospitals claims nurses don't want a new law to set patient caps.
It's opposed by the American Nurses Association of Massachusetts.
So which side are nurses really on?
I really can't tell. I think the ads are very confusing.
That's Angela San George. She's among the 44% of likely voters in the WBUR poll who plan to vote no on question one, against strict nurse-to-patient ratios. Without an independent survey of nurses to referee the competing claims about their views, San George consulted her daughter-in-law, who's a heart surgeon. Katrine Ferreter similarly talked to the healthcare professionals in her life, but she got different guidance and is among the 44% who plan to vote yes.
Because I know quite a few nurses, and then they said that sometimes they have too many patients that they can't keep up with.
The WBUR poll differs from a Boston Globe poll released last week that showed a majority of likely voters support the nursing limit proposal. Mass Inc. Polling Group President Steve Cozzella, who oversaw the WBUR poll, says ballot question opponents often gain traction late in election cycles.
The yes side's already been working for a couple of years to put together the ballot question and to, you know, build support and that sort of thing. The no side often is just sort of getting started over the summer and into the fall. And that's sort of what I'd expect to happen here.
The no side has a lot of catching up to do on question three, a referendum on an existing law that allows transgender people to use public bathrooms that match their gender identities, not their birth certificates. 24-year-old Patrick Casey says it's no big deal for trans men and women to choose their restrooms. He's among the 71% of likely voters who plan to vote yes to keep the law in place.
The people that are against the sort of transgender bathroom thing, it seems like their rhetoric is laced with discrimination in a way.
21% of voters say they'll vote no. 80-year-old Kenneth Economou says safety is the issue, not discrimination.
What you're doing, you're putting every woman and every girl at risk in their own bathrooms because some clown says, I'm going to game the system.
Gaming the system is rare. Mass General doctors recently reviewed 15 years of public records and found just 14 cases of straight men posing as women in bathrooms and locker rooms in the U.S., none in Massachusetts. The WBUR poll finds that voters over 60 are less likely than young voters to support bathroom choice for transgender people, but majorities of Massachusetts voters in all age groups favor keeping the law. 66% of voters also favor an effort to end the era of the super PAC. They say they'll vote to form a state commission to explore amending the U.S. Constitution in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision. 24% plan to vote no. Some voters, like Tom Connolly, say they just want to put the state on record against corporate influence in elections.
Oh, I don't think there's a chance to pass any constitutional amendment, but it's a protest vote for sure.
The WBUR poll has a 4.4% margin of error. The voter registration deadline for the fall election is October 17th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.